Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world, online at Z1077FM.com. This is your Z1077 local news for Saturday, May 11th, 2024. Last month, the Bureau of Land Management announced a $3.1 million investment from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law that will seek to restore wildlife habitat in six western states. That's good news for the West Coast and even better news for public land-loving Californians. The first initiative is taking place in the Santa Ana Wash area of San Bernardino County. That's located about 50 miles west of us as the crow flies. The BLM will be focusing on restoring the habitat for the endangered slender-horned spineflower, along with the San Bernardino kangaroo rat, which is one of the variations of the famous furry fellow that you can find scurrying around the high desert at sunrise and sunset. Then just south of us in the shrinking Salton Sea, a success for another variation of the species, this one called the Stevens kangaroo rat. The BLM says they've been protecting the habitat of the subspecies for over 30 years and report that they've partially recovered in population and are being reclassified from endangered to threatened. A nice little level up for them. And the third isn't Morongo Basin related, but definitely hits on a topic familiar to any desert resident, and that's invasive species. The BLM will be working on removing annual invasive grasses from the Lahontan watershed in the Great Basin Desert, which they'll then reseed with native species to try and restore coarse sage-grouse habitats and the ecosystem. You can visit this story at our website for some extra info on the BLM's projects here in California, along with our previous reporting on the San Bernardino kangaroo rat. That's at Z1077FM.com. The second Saturday art crawl is happening tonight in downtown Joshua Tree at various participating galleries and businesses. Here with a rundown on the art is reporter Gabriel Hart.
The Beatnik Lounge presents the Eco B&B Show, featuring the works of Brenda Littleton and Bruce Carlton facing each other across the gallery space. Eco is the Greek root of our word echo and was also the name of the mountain nymph who had only the ability to reflect sounds back to their source. From the pre-echo of dreams connecting us with stimuli from the outer world, our expressions as artists and our work lies on top of our own lived experiences like a reverberating echoplex effect, opening at 6 p.m. La Matadora Gallery presents Defiled Part 6, a group show featuring new works of altered thrift store art, as part of La Matadora's 7-year anniversary celebration, as well as the 8-year anniversary for their neighbors at the Beauty Bubble. Fake Band Name Show in the front room with MTV videos and cake. 80s Fashion Encouraged, opening reception from 6 to 9 p.m. Hey There Projects presents All for Everything, feature Adam Shrewsbury and Melissa Monroe. Shrewsbury is a Michigan-based ceramicist influenced by ancient ceramics in its shape and modern contemporary culture on its surface, where themes of life and death are often found together. Monroe is a self-taught, multidisciplinary artist creating visions in textiles, sculpture, and acrylic paintings that place the viewer in places no one can remember. Places that have not yet been, they act as puzzles leading to the future. Opening reception from 6 to 9 p.m. From noon to 6 p.m., Rock and Rapture Jewelry Gallery at the former Joshua Tree Art Gallery, or JTAG, will be hosting the Tarot and Trunk Show, featuring rock star jeweler Alexandra Camacho of famed Acid Queen Jewelry. Tarot reader Angela Izzo, with her mystical creature tarot decks, photography, and art reading from 5 to 8 p.m. Reporting for Z1077, this is Gabriel Hart.
Residents of unincorporated areas like Landers, Flamingo Heights, the Mesa, Wonder Valley, Joshua Tree, and Lucerne Valley are now eligible to receive some additional dough for spaying or neutering their cats and dogs. You can receive a voucher from the county worth $100 for cats or $200 for dogs that will go toward getting your pet spayed or neutered. The San Bernardino County Animal Care and the Pet Overpopulation Coalition, or POPCO, are providing the vouchers so folks in unincorporated areas can help control the pet population. To receive a voucher worth $100 for cats or $200 for dogs, you can call POPCO at 1-888-767-2550. We'll also have email addresses and an online form if phones aren't your thing, and you can find those at our website at z1077fm.com. Speaking of animals, it's high traffic season here in the high desert. In addition to tourists, area roads are being filled with lost and scared dogs, cats, horses, pigs, and if you're in Wonder Valley, the occasional emu. Animal lover Jeff Harmatz has a look at what you can do if you spot one of the high desert's cruising critters.
The weather is warming up, and as pets spend more time outdoors, the likelihood that they may get loose increases too. Strong spring winds can knock down fences, blow open gates, and even spook your pet into making a bolt for it. Here at Z1077, we've received a dramatic increase in lost pet reports over the last several weeks, and I've personally encountered stray dogs several times in the last few days. If you see a pet or animal in a place it's not supposed to be, please report it. The first thing to do is figure out where you are. If you're in Yucca Valley, call the Yucca Valley Animal Control at 760-365-1807. If you're in 29 Palms, call the Palms and Paws Animal Shelter at 760-367-6799. If you're in an unincorporated area like Joshua Tree, Morongo Valley, Landers, or Wonder Valley, call the San Bernardino County Sheriff's non-emergency dispatch number at 760-956-5001. If it's after hours in Yucca Valley or 29 Palms, call the Sheriff's non-emergency dispatch number, which is, once again, 760-956-5001. If you've lost or found a pet, you can always let Z1077 know about it. We read out a list of cruising critters every day at 10:30 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. You can find a form on our website, z1077fm.com, or call us during the week at 760-366-8471. Reporting for Z1077, I'm Jeff Harmatz.
The High Desert Nature Museum's final day for their exhibition featuring recycled and repurposed trash ends today. The Free Museum in Yucca Valley is open today until 5 p.m., and alongside the art exhibit, you can experience their permanent and rotating exhibits, like their mini zoo filled with diminutive desert dwellers, their interactive exhibit on giant rock, and the rocks, gems, and minerals they have on display, just to name a few. If you missed the final day of Metamorphosis, it's going to be replaced by a new interactive exhibit called From Here to There, which will let kids of all ages, including this middle-aged reporter, explore interactive exhibits like riding a hovercraft to experience air pressure, floating a boat to experiment with airflow, and lifting, launching, and levitating your way through other hands-on exhibits to explore and understand how things move by land, sea, and air. That starts on May 25th, but you still have until 5 o'clock today to see the great repurposed art created by Morongo Basin residents. That's at the High Desert Nature Museum, right off Highway 62 in Demosa in Yucca Valley. Visit highdesertnaturemuseum.org for more info. That's spelled high with an H-I. Boxo Projects is hosting a free immersive art experience today and tomorrow at the Black Rock Nature Center in Joshua Tree National Park. Connie McKenzie is a multidisciplinary artist with a focus in dance, theater, video production, and photography, and her production, titled Borrowed, is taking place tonight at 4 p.m., along with a performance Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Here's Connie describing what you can experience.
Well, it's really a performance experience. Next Saturday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., and next Sunday morning, Mother's Day, from 10 a.m. to noon. And the performances will be happening at Black Rock Nature Center. That's where we start. It's a four-prong experience. So it begins with a walk and just the ability to really connect being in nature, being in the body, being really present in time. And then we get into a short grounding exercise with the audience, similarly to just connect with the land. Following that will be a 30-minute dance show out in nature, and it's going to be beautiful. And then we're going to follow with a discussion. Discussion's a really important part of my work, too, because I think in a lot of art events, we're told to keep quiet. But what often happens while we're experiencing art is we're getting an uplift of our ideas, right? So, like, you're learning something new. You're uncovering a new thought or insight. And what better opportunity to share those insights than right after the show?
The performances are free, and if you haven't been up to Black Rock Campground, there are numerous hikes there along with free access to the national park. It's a bit of a hidden gem for locals, as other park entrances and hikes can get pretty jammed up over the weekend. You can head to our website for more information on the free show. And if you've been eager to get out in the sun and swing some rackets around in 29 Palms, the city has announced a slight delay in the completion of the much-anticipated pickleball and tennis courts at Lucky Park. The cause of the delay? The city says the extra windy spring weather is posing challenges to the resurfacing part of the project, but the contractor is diligently working to get the project done to the highest quality standard. 29 Palms Recreation Division Manager Carrie Minitria says the city appreciates the patience and understanding of the community on the weather delays, and that once the project is considered complete, the city will notify the community, and we'll let you know too. And this is just a gentle reminder that if you're hearing this on Saturday the 11th, tomorrow is Mother's Day, so don't forget about Mom. And that's your local news for Saturday. You can hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. More Morongo Basin residents get their local news from Z1077 than any other source. Reporting out of Joshua Tree, California, alongside the award-winning Z1077 news team, I'm Robert Hayden.